Sermon 198. Pledge yourself with prayer and remain steady on it. Offer prayer as much as possible and seek nearness of Allah through it, because it is imposed upon the believers as a timed ordinance. Have you not heard the reply of the people of hell when they were asked, "What hath brought you into hell?" They shall say, "We were not of those who offered the regular prayers to Allah." Certainly, prayer drops out sins like the dropping of leaves of trees, and removes them as ropes are removed from the necks of cattle. The Messenger of Allah likened it to a hot bath situated at the door of a person who bathes in it five times a day. Will then any dirt remain on him? Its obligation is recognized by those believers, whom neither the adornment of property nor the coolness of the eyes produced by children can turn away from it. Allah the Glorified says, "Men whom neither merchandise nor any sale diverteth from the remembrance of Allah and constancy in prayer and paying the poor rate." Even after receiving assurance of paradise, the Messenger of Allah used to exert himself for prayers because of Allah the Glorified's command. "And enjoin prayer on thy followers, and adhere thou steadily unto it." Then the Holy Prophet used to enjoin his followers to prayer and exert himself for it.